From the WGXC Newsroom, this is Lynn Sloniker with the WGXC News Update. You can go to WGXC.org to find these stories and more. A New Jersey passenger train crashed in Hoboken, New Jersey, September 29th, killed one and injured around 100 people, but did not affect trains in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo canceled his trip to Israel for the funeral of former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon because of the Hoboken train crash. Casey Seeler in Capital Confidential reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo said September 28th that the crimes in the federal complaint unveiled last week by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara were primarily attributable to deficiencies within the SUNY purchasing and procurement processes. A SUNY president and Cuomo's former top aide, Joe Prococo, were both indicted on corruption-related charges last week. And this is what Cuomo said September 28th in Onondaga County. Quote, "I read the complaint from the U.S. attorney, and I had no idea that any of that was going on. When you say that it was in my office, not to sound defensive, but this happened through the State University of New York, the SUNY system's purchasing and procurement process. I appoint people to the State University Board, but it's not in my office," quote unquote. And the allegations are that 9 individuals basically defrauded the procurement process. And the U.S. attorney wrote a very strong complaint on that case, and he's going to try that case. Personally, it's very disappointing to me because one of the people of the 9 had been a friend of mine for many years, actually had been a friend of my father's for many, many years. So, on a personal level, that is just very disappointing and very sad. On a professional level, as governor, if the state was ripped off, if the state is owed money, and the U.S. attorney proves that, we'll do everything we need to do to get the money back." End quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Lorna Charrett Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that Hillsdale passed a 6-month moratorium on commercial solar power installations in the town at its September 13th meeting. On the town website, the board posted that, quote, "The law is intended to buy the town some time as it develops permanent guidelines for solar growth. The temporary ban will remain in effect while the board approves a proposal for Local Law No. 3 of 2016, which would define and regulate commercial solar facilities. The law, once adopted, would become part of the town zoning law," end quote. Hillsdale is the latest local town to pass a moratorium and or new law regulating solar energy, as state laws and economic conditions make large-scale solar farms economically feasible. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. CBS 6 in Albany reports that the water in 9 more sinks at Voorheesville Elementary School in Albany County have tested positive for high levels of lead after 2 other sinks came back with lead levels at or above what's called the state action level. The faucets are turned off now, and officials are awaiting results from the Voorheesville Middle School and Voorheesville High School. Read the full story at the CBS 6 website. This has been the WGXC News Update. Please visit WGXC.org to find these stories, weather, public meetings, and more.